From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
So what happened was a white supremacist booked a message that was coded and was coded dog whistles with alt-right language.
This is Stephen Galanis, co-founder and CEO of a company called Cameo, and he is describing the worst thing to happen to his company, an absolute PR disaster involving white supremacists and an unsuspecting, very famous NFL player.
Actually, look, can I pull out the actual message? Because yeah, I have what it is. So I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Stephen is in my office, and he pulls out his phone and starts searching. And while he does, let me fill you in here in case you missed this in the news. This was a whole thing back in late 2018. So Cameo is an app where anyone can hire celebrities to film some kind of message. So, for example, let's say you want Bethany Frankel of Real Housewives and Skinny Girl to wish your best friend a happy birthday in a video. She'll do it for $275. Or you want Chris Harrison, host of The Bachelor, to wish your friends a happy wedding. I guess that's what he would do. He's available for $475. And some people are a lot cheaper, like, full disclosure, me. Because I'm on the app too, available for $10, because I am not as cool as Bethany Frankel or Chris Harrison. And anyway, the whole thing is pretty simple. If you log on to Cameo, you would book, and then you would send the talent a message about what you'd like them to say, and then the talent would film a short message on their phone, basically wherever they are, and then send it to you. And that's about it. It's simple, fun, and the company has grown quickly. But then one day, a request came in to former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre, and it wanted him to say, well, I'll let Stephen explain.
The request that came into him, and you understand how it works being talent on Cameo. You as talent can read the request just like Tinder. You swipe right if you want to do it. You swipe left if you don't. Brett got booked by what turned out to be a white supremacist, but when you read the message, he thought that it was a message for veterans. So the request says, new request for the Handsome Truth. Shout out to the Handsome Truth and the GDL boys. You guys are patriots in my eyes. Keep waking them up. Don't let the small get you down. Keep up the fight and never forget the USS Liberty and all of our brave servicemen that passed away that day. That was the request. I'm a history major from Duke. I studied World War II extensively. I had never heard of the USS Liberty before.
Neither had I. The USS Liberty, it turns out, was a Navy research ship that Israel accidentally attacked in 1967. Israel apologized and explained that they thought it was an Egyptian spy vessel, but the incident has become a fixture in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. And the rest of that message was also full of coded hate speech, and I mean, we don't need to get into it all, but you get the idea. Someone was trying to trick Brett Favre into giving a shout-out to a bunch of white supremacists. And it worked. Brett made the video, and then it was posted on the internet, and then all hell broke loose.
I was in the office, and I got a text from Sean, who's Brett Favre's really good buddy and kind of handler. And he sent me the screenshot, and he goes, Stephen, this is bad. What do we do?
What do we do? It's a good question. Cameo is facing a big, difficult, scary moment. I mean, an explosion of bad press and an undermining of the trust that enables it to function. I mean, if big name talent starts to worry that they're going to get trolled by white supremacists on Cameo, they are not going to do any business on Cameo. And if the talent is gone, then Cameo's business is gone. So the question that they now faced was, what do we do? Stephen and his team needed to get this right. And that's the story we're going to tell in this episode of Problem Solvers, because the thing is, Cameo did get it right, or at least it sure seems like it did. I'm recording this about 4 months after the Brett Favre incident, and Cameo's business is not down. It is up. Their talent acquisition is up, too. They have 10,000 people serving as talent on the site and have booked 200,000 videos. So what did they do right? How did they survive the PR crisis? We'll get into it all right after the break. If you want to take risks and solve problems, you need insurance that can protect you along the way. That's what Hiscox specializes in. Hiscox is the business insurance expert and knows that every business is as unique as a fingerprint. That's why it tailors intelligent solutions to fit every business's specific needs, and as a result, leaves entrepreneurs feeling well protected. Its customer service has a 97% rating. Get a quote or purchase a policy at hiscox.com. That's HISCOX.com. All right, we're back. So, Cameo started with a simple aha moment. In the fall of 2016, Steven was talking to his friend Martin, who's an NFL agent. And Martin was telling Steven about this nice thing that had happened. A guy just had a baby, and the guy's friend had gotten a Seattle Seahawks player to film a little video congratulating the new dad. The dad absolutely loved it and posted it to Instagram, saying it was the best gift he'd ever gotten. And that's when Steven and Martin realized, hey, wouldn't everyone love the ability to do something like this? To have a famous person film a video for them? And that's when they decided to build the company that became Cameo. And it's a pretty clever idea, isn't it? I mean, there are companies out there that allow you to book celebrities for events or whatever, say play a round of golf with some famous golfer or have a chef come over and cook you dinner. But that stuff is expensive. I mean, many, many thousands of dollars expensive. It isn't the kind of thing that people buy often. And also, celebrities don't always have time for that stuff. But a quick video for a price ranging from a few bucks to a few hundred bucks, that has a far larger market. Even guys like Brett Favre have time to film quick videos. So, Cameo was born, and the first talent that they got onto the platform was professional athletes, because that's who Steven and Martin had access to. And then the guys, you know, I mean, they did think about what could go wrong on Cameo.
Of course, the original, like, fearful thing is, you know, somebody makes a cameo while driving and they crash. Or, you know, someone's making a cameo in the locker room and some six-year-old kid gets a bunch of naked guys in the background.
But they figure, you know, let's see what happens and we'll adjust along the way. And we'll err on the side of giving the talent freedom to make the videos they want.
So we said that, like, we're willing to accept a certain amount of risk to really bring fans this extremely authentic experience. And we really leave it up to talent to decide, like, what is kosher or not for their own cameos.
And the guys make another early decision that would prove pivotal. They created talent managers. They have a team of people whose job is to be in touch with every single person who's available for booking on the site. And I have to say, for personal experience, these talent managers are good. Mine is named Sammy. She was the one who originally reached out and asked if I wanted to join Cameo. And, like, she'll text me if I forget to respond to a request or if I have a concern about what somebody asked me to say. She's, like, super responsive. Like, she's great. Shout out to Sammy. And I should say here, just to be clear, my relationship to Cameo has absolutely nothing to do with having Steven on this podcast right now. I joined Cameo out of my own personal interest in the platform, and I've made, I don't know, less than $100 on it, but it's been fun. And then many months later, Steven's PR people reached out to me to say that he was in New York and asked if I wanted a meeting, which is a very common request that I get. And neither the PR people nor Steven even knew that I was on Cameo. And I said sure, because I was curious to learn more about the business. And once we got talking about this whole Brett Favre situation, it sounded just perfect for problem solvers. And so I asked Steven if he'd be willing to tell the story with me on a mic. And he said, sure. And that's how you have the episode that you're listening to right now. No money exchanged, no other relationship to speak of. Like I said, I just wanted to be really clear about that. Okay, so let's fast forward to it. Late November 2018, Brett gets the request from the white supremacists. He makes the video, having no idea what it really meant.
And what happened was, the group took this video, posted it to YouTube with the caption, "Brett Favre calls out the Jews." It went viral on 4chan, which is this hate site that I had never knew about.
And this is when Brett Favre's people discover it and text Steven saying, "We've got a big problem. What are you going to do about it?" And Steven immediately recognizes how serious this is. I mean, it isn't just a problem with one of his most high-profile talent. It is bigger than that.
This was almost like the existential crisis. It's like, if people, the number one risk of Cameo would be like anything that happens that would cause talent to lose trust in the platform at scale. And suddenly, if messages that they think are one thing turn out to be another thing, like, that can be really dangerous.
And Steven had one instinct, an instinct that would serve him well. And that was this: his reaction had to be fast, serious, and very transparent.
We talked to the talent and we let them know, hey, there was this issue and here's how we're trying to resolve it.
This may sound simple, but let's reflect upon the many, many companies that fail this very first step. I mean, they huddle with their lawyers and sometimes it takes days for them to say anything. And when they do, it's this awful, carefully crafted legal speak that people just hate. I mean, let me say that clearly. If you talk like a lawyer, people will hate you, and rightfully so, I think. So Cameo reaches out to its talent. Like I said, its talent management people are super active. And so the company already had what felt like personal and trusted relationships with talent. So they were able to reassure anyone who was nervous. The company also reached out to the media and took to social media.
I mean, we're a very public company just by virtue of what we do, right? So if Cameo was silent on Instagram, if we were silent on Facebook, if we're silent on Twitter, like things that we never are, then it would have been like a deafening silence, right? So for us, transparency is incredibly important. I'm an open book as a CEO. Like my employees know where I am and what I'm doing every day or who I'm meeting with and why. And it would have been against everything that I stand for as a CEO. And I think everything Cameo stands for as a platform to, you know, sit with our hands behind our back and like muzzle ourselves. That's just not us.
The message was pretty simple to start. We know that this is a big problem and we don't support hate speech and we're working to fix it. Now, meanwhile, Cameo was working to fix it. They sprung into action on a couple different fronts. First, there was the actual video of Brett Favre to deal with because that thing was flying around the web. So Cameo's team began reporting the video as hate speech on every platform it appeared on.
Now, really interestingly, when we reported it to YouTube and to Instagram and to Twitter, their teams didn't, when we report this as hate speech, they actually didn't think it was hate speech. So they left it up.
You can always count on the large social media platforms to not take swift action against hate speech. I just don't get it. So Cameo took a different tact. They technically owned the video, which meant that posting it to YouTube or whatever was a copyright violation. Now that's something the platforms are very responsive to. So Cameo began the game of whack-a-mole, chasing the video around the internet and filing copyright claims to take it down. And they also began to plug a hole in the Cameo booking process.
Within 24 hours of this happening, we built something we call a Nazi bot now internally, where we took known hate words from the Southern Poverty Law Center, and we added them into a database where it would every request as it comes in is now screened. And if there's specific words that trigger things, we could tag it.
The Nazi bot is still being refined, Steven says, and it's definitely not perfect. But Steven says there's no way for his company to review and research every single booking that comes into Cameo. So the best line of defense, as he sees it, is a filter and then the best informed judgment of the talent who receives the booking. And the next thing Steven did was also simple, but also so easy to forget. He went the extra mile for the guy who felt most burned, which was, of course, Brett Favre.
I found out that Brett Favre was going to be at an autograph signing in Milwaukee, which was a reunion of the 1996 Packers Super Bowl team, I believe it was. So me and my chief of staff, Adam, got in the car from Chicago, and we drove up, and we went and made sure that Brett saw face from us, and we let him know, hey, Brett, we're so sorry that this happened. You know, we're doing everything we can to help mitigate this and to turn this into, you know, as positive as a situation for everyone that we could. And, you know, he really appreciated that we came, and we looked him in the eye, and we shook his hand.
That was like the day after the whole thing happened. And Steven thinks it made a difference. Brett Favre not only stayed on the platform, but increased his usage. The guy is actually making a lot of money on Cameo. And through all of this, Steven develops this message that despite a hiccup like this, Cameo, he says, is still about the safest place you can find on the internet. This is what he tells the talent. It's what he tells the media. He says, it's not an open forum like Twitter or Instagram DM. It is a place where people are generally good intentioned and where nothing happens publicly without the talent's approval. I mean, anyone can reject a request for any reason. Now, does that mean it's 100% safe? It doesn't. I mean, that's the internet. In fact, just recently, someone tricked Flava Flav into making light of a church leader accused of sexual assault. But Steven argues that the company's track record is pretty strong.
When we think about it, in the history of the company, we've done 200,000 of these. We've only had to pull like four videos of all time. So one in 50,000 incidences seems, I don't know what the reasonable number is. We would love that to be at zero, but I think our track record is pretty damn good.
And in the end, that has served as a compelling argument. After the whole Brett Favre thing, the company lost a grand total of one person, one talent because of all this. And sales went up 100% week over week after the news broke because a lot of people learned about Cameo for the first time through the news and then went to check it out. I mean, frankly, I joined the platform right after this news. That's when I got the email asking if I wanted to join. I Googled the company. I found the news about Brett Favre, and I thought, well, it looks like this company's got this under control. They're responsive to it. And that is the power of responding fast and being transparent so that your message is there all the time so that you don't lose control of the conversation. I think ultimately people understand that companies can't be perfect and that bad things happen. The question that people have is, does this company have what it takes to respond, to get it right? That is where the real opportunity is. Show people that you can get it right, and they will stick with you. And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning, and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feifer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.